Shaharei Yish Machsheves Areilim Bizrika. Shachtola Ochlov Lizrok Damo Shalola Ochlov. So you shacht it for its Ochlim, and you have in mind in the Shrika that you're going to be Zorek the Dam for non Ochlim. I guess let's say a Chola or a Zakin. So then a Pesach Kasher.
Then it's Kasher. So it's different than Mula, than Areilim.
Right.
Sarelim, even mitzvah sarelim is possible, even mitzvah sarelim. Right. And by ochlin, it's not possible at all, even if it's school ochlin.
Right.
So it's kosher, ve'ina lam yotze bo yidei chavasol, fishay mach shavas ochlin bezrika.
I'll leave out that ve'ina lam yotze bo yidei
chavasol. Right, so the reason is
he doesn't do it anything
either. Right, but the reason is kosher, he says, ve'ina lam yotze bo yidei
chavasol. He's only concerned with the fact that's kosher.
Right.
Okay.
Okay, I'll show him. Mekor din zeh hu b'psachim daf samach aleph. So the Gemara says like this: Shachtol amulim almanas sheis kapur ba'arelim bezrika. So the Gemara says you shechted it for mulim, and then again you had in mind the shechita for kapara ba'arelim in zrika. So then Rav Chista amar pasul, Rava amar kasha. So it's a machlokas. Rav Chista amar pasul yesh machsheves arelim bezrika. Rava amar kasha ein machsheves arelim bezrika. Uposakarambam Turchista, the Yish Machsheva Sarelim Bizrika. And that's why the Rambam says that it will be possible.
Because Yish Machsheva Sarelim Bizrika, so that's why two halachas on Avea. One halacha that if he does this week, Lashem Arelim is no good, right?
Right.
And the other one is if he does his Shchita Lashem.
Shiskabbarelim
is also no good.
Right. Okay. Ella, Dayin Vitososham, Shikosu Zel Shonam. V'davka b'shachat lamulim amenas sheyiskapu areilim pasul Rav Chista. That Rav Chista was a pasul only where you were shochet lamulim amenas sheyiskapu areilim.
Right.
Aval nizrak l'shem areilim afilu Rav Chista moded the kasher the ein machshavas ochlim bezrika. I kind of show him. So even Rav Chista would agree though if you actually did the ma'aseh zrika having in mind for areilim, he would admit that would be kasher.
So that's against the Rambam, right?
Right.
So if the actual Maisa's Rik is done, L'shem Arelim, L'shem Arelim, right? So Tesis and Vikasha. Okay? It's only if you do the Shechita in order to do the Zrika L'shem Arelim that's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
That's possible. Point to our first step. But if you do the actual Zrika L'shem Arelim, there's no problem. Why?
Umishum das atosos the machshavas ochlin umachshavas areilim tarvayu chadina lehu.
What does it mean?
So,
tarvayu chadina lehu.
Right.
Meaning what?
Machshavas ochlin, basically.
What?
Only if there's machshavas ochlin only. RL just means the case of a.
That's exactly right. That RL is nothing more than an ein ochel.
Right.
So Tesis holds, so that's why they're both equated.
Right.
So that's why it's one din.
Right.
So what would the din be if he was Zorak the dam for Shola Ochlov, right?
It's
kosher.
Right.
Because Machshev is a home bezrika, right?
Mm-hmm.
So therefore the same thing will be by Arelim, because Arelim are nothing more than a form of Enam of Enam Ochlim.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
Uplutas Rabba Rav Chista Hirat Bechoshav B'Shas Shchita. The Rabba Savalei the Kivan Shdei Machshavas Ochlim Bezrika Alkein Moel Zos Delo Chashiva Machshava Poselas Kla.
Moel Zos. The word Zos, right?
Right, right. Moel Zos, right.
The Gemara says Zos.
Right, that'll leave it.
You're right, referring to
Lima. Referring to Lima, right. All right, so what does it mean by that? How do you interpret that?
All right,
go a little further.
He basically says there's no soul of not Ochlin in the
right.
Zrika.
He said, Omar.
It's not Machshav Psula. Kapara L'shem.
In other words, since Ochlin and Arelim are identical,
right.
And they're both Einam Ochlim, right?
Right?
Okay. So, why is it, what's the Machlokas of Chista and Rabba? It can't be if they did zrika because they're ein machshav zachon zrika. So the machlokas is in if it's in the shrita, like we said in Shir,
right,
that the shrita is a primary step, is a machshir for the zrika. So the machlokas is insofar as the shrita, okay, insofar as the shrita is functions for the zrika. And the zrika, he has in mind, the zrika is l'shem ha'reilim, or shelo l'shem ha'chlim. Mm-hmm. So then it's a psalm of shkita. Mm-hmm. Right?
Mm-hmm.
That's why he says, according to Rabbah, Zos tells you that the machshav is no machshav at all.
Right, it's not a
machshava psula. It's not going to be a machshava. If it's a machshava in zvika, it's not going to be brought back to shkita.
Right.
So
it doesn't register machshava ochlin zvika, bat zvika. It's not a machshava to recognize.
It's zvika shel ochlin. Right. Well, the shrita is amanas, right? Since it's not chal and as a shame in the zrika itself, mm-hmm, it doesn't possibly the shrita as a forerunner of the zrika. But that's rabba,
right?
Because the shame in the zrika is not a shame. So even though the shrita is a forerunner of the zrika, but since the zrika, the shame in the zrika is nothing, so there's no psalm of shrita in being a forerunner for the zrika. Right?
Right.
Okay.
Rav Chisda said, like, even the b'shas shchita, miha yesh machshavas ochlen, al kein pasul.
Okay, what does he hold?
The heels really, it is a machshavas ochlen mizrika, really is a machshav psula. It's just, it's only possible shkita. So it has to be b'shan shkita. The machshav psula won't possible zrika, but it'll possible shkita.
Won't possible zrika.
It'll possible shkita.
So how could that be possible?
How could that be possible? Where's the sense of that year?
Right.
Tachosim.
No, because he holds that still, even though it's not a chalei shem in the zrika, but still you're doing the shchita for the purpose of, and so far as it's a forerunner, you're doing it as a for the purpose of the enema ochlim. It doesn't have to be chal in the shem zrika. And so far as it's a forerunner of the zrika, and you're doing it for the purpose of the enema ochlim, so it's a psul shchita.
Right, I mean, the
shrita
is being done for
an
ochlem through the zrika.
That's right. He's subordinating the shrita for the enem ochlem.
Right. I mean, through the
doesn't have to be a din psul and shame.
In the
shrita
itself, you mean?
In the zrika itself.
Yeah, by the zrika, right.
Right.
Doesn't have to be. It's done the shame, that's ikar carbon, and it's done, he wants it to be done for the enem ochlem, so that's a bed machshava in the shrita. And so far as the shrita is a forerunner of the zrika,
mm-hmm,
the psul is chal on the shrita, not in the zrika. So that's why he's incorporated it into the shrita. It's going to be incorporated. That's the objective of the shrita is going to become an objective. And so far as shrita is concerned, it does make sense. It does make sense in the zrika per se. But as far as shkita is concerned, and it makes sense because you're subordinating the shkita for the enem ochlem.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Through the
zrika.
Right.
So even though the zrika itself is not a shame, but what you're doing at the time of shkita is you're subordinating the shkita for a zrika, you're supporting the shkita shlo shem ochlem. So it's not a psul in the zrika.
Right.
But the shkita is for the zrika.
Right.
And so far as the shkita is for the zrika, it makes sense.
Right.
And so far as it, you know what I mean?
Right. I mean,
it makes sense in the shkita. And the sheet is a forerunner of the Zrika. So as far as the sheet is a forerunner of the Zrika, it makes sense to say that he's passing the Shita because he's doing the Shita Shlo Hashem Ochov. Insofar as the sheet is a forerunner, not insofar as the Zrika per se.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right. And Rava holds that only pass the Shita when it's like Shita qua Shita.
Not
Shita
right.
As a setup for Zrika Shlo Hashem Ochov.
That's right.
It's got to be like the essence of Shita itself.
Shita itself. That's the... That's Rabba. That's the Zos. Okay.
Okay.
A little bit. A little bit. This has to do with the Tesis on some Chalav on the base. Remember?
Which one?
The top one. The Tesis Akashi says, "Why don't I say it's the Shem both?"
It's mitzvahs, right?
It's mitzvahs. So he answers. That he says the hasam yesh machsheves mulim b'shchita aval hocha lo petichi mulim b'zrika, right? Mm-hmm. So you have a separate track of shchita that's exclusive for, insofar as it's a forerunner, it's exclusive for the arelim. Mm-hmm. So that's a puzzle. It's a puzzle in the shchita.
The separate framework of the Shita.
Yeah, separate framework of the Shita. And so far as it's a forerunner. And that's why Rav Chista holds it makes sense, even though there's no shame Einam Ochlim Bezrika, because Zrika has to do with Kapara and doesn't have to do with Achila. Mm-hmm. But nevertheless, here it does make sense. Because you're in the Shita.
Right.
And the Shita is a mafshif for the Zrika. So insofar as that's concerned, your machshava on the Zrika is really going to kill the Shita.
Right.
What's the question though, Rabbi? Like the point to Nadan or Fusta?
Well, that's what I think. He says the way they learn Zos. I mean, but what's the svar?
Yeah, I'm like, what's the like? I kind of see the two ways we're saying it.
You see the two ways.
I see like the question that there are, like you know, where the point of the machshava.
The pivotal point.
Yeah, the pivotal point. Yeah.
We can say that according to like since there's
machine. Let's finish it first. I'm happy I see the success. Okay. Go ahead.
Achim, Harambam cholik was a v'saralei the plugtas rabba v'rochista he gam b'chishev b'shas zrika u'pligi im yish machshavas areilim b'zrika v'shani v'zeh machshavas areilim b'machshavas shalal ochlin.
Okay, so the Rambam. So what's the machlokas going to the Rambam?
It basically boils down to it. Is there a psul of Arela in the Zrika?
Is it? So what's the machlokes? I mean, let's get the two sides first.
Machlokes between
Rabba and Rav Chista. Rabba is okay, right? The Rambam's learning machlokes over Rav Chista is even when? Shas Shvita.
Shas
Zrika. I'm sorry. Zrika. I mean Zrika. So what's the machlokas?
Arl is a separate, complete separate soul.
Right.
They're only arguing about Arl.
Only worrying about Arl.
Ochlin.
Separate
Ochlin. Ochlin, everybody else is no problem.
Right. Right. New soul of Arl.
And here's where we can line up the Rambam and Tesis in juxtaposition to each other. So we can see clearly the machlokas. In between whom?
Rabbi. Is whether Arl's it derives from Achila. So do you say it's like Psul Shol?
That's right. The Psul Arl derives from Achila. V'chol Arl lo yochal bo. That's the source. But it's a chali shem b'fnei atzmusa. So do we say that Rabbi says you go by the source? And that's why it's very good in the Gemara. When the Gemara comes back to Rabbi, it says Ein Machsheves Ochlin Bezrika. Even though it's on the top of the Gemara, it's talking about Arela. Because it says you go by the source of the Psul. Whereas Rav Chisda maintains you go by the Shem Oro. It has identified itself as its own Chalei Shem Psul, and you go by the Shem. So if you go by the Shem, so then it's possible.
Right.
The Shem Arlos is a Shem Psul vis-a-vis Karban Pesach.
Right.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Let me just think. Oh, yes, and Tesis maintains, that's the Rambam, right?
Right.
Taisus maintains one step further that they all go by where it's Naveah from, and it's all Naveah from Achila.
Right.
The only question is, when you have it in Shkita, can you have the psul? And that's why Taisus maintains that in Zriki you can't have it at all.
Right.
But can you have it when you pull it into Shkita via the Zrika?
Right.
Is it clear?
I have a question. Achila, you definitely can't pull it into Shkita. Even through the Shkita, it won't work.
That's right. That's the very question. Can you pull it back into Shkita?
Right.
Even though it's not a shame psul in Zrika,
right.
But the Shkita is really a machshir for the Zrika.
Right.
It's a forerunner of the Zrika. So it's the psul is in the Shkita.
Right. And Shkita is like Achila.
Right.
It is the machshir.
Shkita is definitely Achila.
Right. So through the Zrika, you bring it into
the Shkita. That's right. And you're gonna have, and then Taisus Kasha is I wisely consider life for both. So the answer is it's a separate track in Shkita.
Right.
And so far as it's a forerunner.
Right. And that's what they're arguing about. Do you
that's
have
what they're arguing.
Psul in that framework?
That's right. Do you have psul in that framework? Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So it comes out very nicely, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we don't have to thank the Reb Chaim too much for this.
He sets it up.
I know.
He doesn't have the confidence to arrange it.
The closest he gets to giving his far is
Shashrita.
That's the closest.
Sure.
So the closest he takes
you. He gives you confidence that like it's okay to try to find it out.
Right. It's in the Shrita.
Yeah. Okay, Tzvi is good.
Right.
What?
Rabba says it's good.
No, he says it's not good.
According to Rav Chisda, according to Rambam?
Yeah.
So according to the Rambam, Arelus is a separate Chal Hashem psul.
Right.
So it has nothing to do with Ochlov. So if you do this Vikul Hashem Arelim, there's a psul in the carbon of Arelus.
Right.
So it doesn't work. So it's possible. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Even though, in other words, that's the machlekes between Rabba and Rav Chisda, that Rabba maintains that since it's Novea from the fact that Kol Aro Lo Yochabo, it's Novea from Achila, it's like Shlo Ochlov.
Right.
Doesn't pass
the Zrika. And that's enough new Zrika.
Right.
The question is, does the Shem Arlus per se, separate Shem Arlus? Or is the Shem Arlus still carry with it its source, that it's Eni Yochel Lechel, so that it wouldn't be a Psalm in Zrika?
But you say even Rav Chisda, you're saying, agrees that the source is in Achila, right?
Yes, correct. But he also...
It emerges as a separate
Shem. It's away from the source of it. It's Chol Hashem.
Is that side of the Rambam that, since the source is Achila, so is that like Tosa Shita, that's just...
It's close to Tosa.
Is it identical, saying it's a psul shel Ochlov, or is it still a separate psul of Arel? It just has
the Rambam holds that if it's the source, that it's definitely not possible. And Taisus holds that's the very machlokes.
Right, right. But I'm asking,
I mean, they're close.
Right, but I'm asking is according to Rambam, if the source is shel Ochlov.
Machlokes. So Rabba says, as long as it's not a chalei shem, so Zos tells me that it's nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And Rav Chisda maintains, but functionally in the framework of Shkita, it does make sense, even though it's not a Chal Hashem. Because functionally in Shkita is for the Zrika, and you're designating the Shkita, which is for the Zrika. It's an indirect designation, but you're designating it Shlo Ochlov. So the question is, when in a designation which makes sense, but is not a chale shem in the psul of the zrika, do we say in such a case, is it kosher, because it's not a chale shem, so it's not nitfas in the shkita,
mm-hmm.
Or do we say it doesn't have to be a chale shem, because functionally, the shkita is functionally for the zrika, and now you're saying, it's a factor that you're doing the shkita, shalel shalel shem ochlov, in an indirect formula.
Even though it's not a chale shem, it's still possible.
That's right. Because you're designating, you're subordinating the Shkita.
It's a different way to pose the shechita. It's not because of Chalashim Psul.
You don't need a Chalashim Psul. It's not a Chalashim Psul.
It's a fine. There's a Lashol Lachos.
That's right.
It's like two ideas of Hamanas.
Right, two ideas of Hamanas.
He murders the Psul and Hamanas.
Right. But he also needs a Chalashim in order to...
Right,
and there's no Chalashim. That's it. It's not going to work.
Still, the
Yom Shabbat Mizrika. It's the Chalashim that's the Pasul Shkita. It's not a Chalashim. It's just a functional phenomenon.
Right.
I think that's about as close as we can get.
Okay, Achein Nira.
It doesn't better quit now.
Achein Nira, the Harambam, the Time Azel. Shekasa, the Paraktes, Rav Mehelchos, Pzulam, and Doshin.
This is a nice piece.
Halacha Yud, Zel Shana. Shachta Lishma, the Chishev, Bishan Sashchita, Lizrok Dama, Shalo Lishma. Hare Zepsula.
So, slow. Shachta Lishma. And Bishan Sashchita, he thought he was going to do this Rika, Shalo Lishma.
Right.
Okay. Now, if he does this Rika Shalol Lishma itself, it's possible, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
And if he does a Shechita Shalol Lishma?
That's fine.
Okay.
Shechita
Shalol Lishma. I don't remember.
I think it's only Psalm Zika, no?
You can check it.
Yeah, everyone has one.
Actually, if it's Shechita Shalol Lishma,
shouldn't
it be okay?
Check it around.
Psalm Zika. Okay. So if he does the Shechita Shalol Lishma, it's a psul. If he does the Zrika Shalol Lishma, it's a psul. And if he does the Shechita Lishma, but Almanas to do the Zrika Shalol Lishma, it's also possible. Why Lefisha Mechasha Me'avoda La'avoda? No, it has to be this way. That's right.
Shechita.
Yeah, you got it. Okay, right.
Yeah.
That's the Ramah. This machshava that he had b'shas shchita, that he's going to do the zrika shelo lishma, it's as if he was omed b'zrika and did it.
Because
machashim evad lavoda. At somehow or other, when you're in one avoda, you have access to another to transport yourself to another avoda. That's right. Okay, so therefore, since that's the case, so it's as if he thought in the Zvika itself, and the Zvika itself is possible. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so Harei Shetala,
yeah,
Shetala Lach Dina, the Mechash from Shchita Lizrika, Betaima Dehavi Ki'ilu Choshva, Veshas Zrika, Velo Kasav Lehipoch, the name of the Had Chishev Al Hazrika, Havi Ki'ilu Chishev Al Hashchita Atzma.
Okay, that would be Tosfos Pshat.
Right.
That was the other possibility.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
What's that? So let's define this machlokes here. Elavada yisod achdina hu dubinin. Oh, okay, he's going to come back there. But what's the machlokes at this point? Unless you want to go further.
Basic question he's just saying.
Elavada, in other words, where he says halokos of lehipoch, let's define what the hipoch is. Because he doesn't come back to that. I don't believe. He could have written Be'el Hipoch, that's a psalm of Shrita.
Right.
How would that work? What's the machlokas?
Ella vada di sod achdina hud va inan davar haposel ba osa avoda shachishev ala.
That's right. You need something that apostles.
Right. In the avoda which the machshava was about.
Right.
Vezeu ikar psula. So the being mechashe from avoda l'avoda, it's effective in terms of the chalos of the psul, that the psul can be chal in any of the avodos.
And the chalos of psul, so mechashe from avoda l'avoda. Is that Vamrinim Bazed the Machsheves Psul Dizrika Chola B'Shas Avoda Shchita? So Machashim Avoda Lavoda tells you that the Chalos of the Psul is right now.
Right. But the substance of the Psul.
Right. But the substance of the Psul is the same is that which would destroy the zrika. Right. That which he had in mind, which would destroy the zrika.
Right.
Right? But the chiddush of machashim avod lavod is that right now it's possible.
Right.
Okay. But the nature of the way it's posel is the same way as if you did it at the time.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's right. The method must be the same as if you did it in the Zrika. That's right.
Okay. You want to go back and define the hipoch or?
Okay. Whatever you want. Whichever way it's easy to keep your train of thought. The machlokes between the Rambam and Tosfos is what can machshava accomplish? Can machshava carry the situation over to zrika? As if you're only b'shan zrika. In other words, because now you're doing amanas lizrak, your machshava is that you're doing zrika. So the question is, can machshava create a din of a situation that you're only b'zrika? Or machshava, you can't get out of shchita. You're in shchita. So you're having to get to zrika. You can't magically fly your head. So, but the only thing is, the machshava's psul. Machshava can create psul. So the shame psul has to be a shame psul. That's a shame psul in shchita. In other words, you can't, because you can't transport yourself magically to the Zrika. See, the Rambam holds that Machshava can carry with it the circumstance as well. So the circumstances, so the Machshava can transport you, so to speak, because it carries with it, the Machshava operates on the circumstance as well. So now you're in the circumstance of Zrika and you're having a bad Machshava for Zrika. Taisus holds there's only one thing you can do, a bad Machshava for Zrika. But you can't transport yourself. The machshava cannot take your situation out of shchita. So you're stuck in shchita. So the psul is going to have to be in shchita.
That's what you're saying, the question of the capability of the machshava. How much
the capability of the nature of the machshava's psul. I mean, in Kachin, machshava is a big thing. Because it's motzi le'ram motzi from avodah zarah. So machshava is the whole thing. So that's why. But the machlokes is, what is the power of machshava? In terms of how is it delineated in terms of its psul, its nature of psul, can it actually carry you into a different situation halachically? It's a machshava which transports you to zrika, so to speak. The situation is also nitfas in the machshava. So now the psul is that you're only in zrika and you're having a bad machshava about zrika. Well, machshava can't do that. It can't involve circumstance. It can only involve psul, shameless apostle. But the circumstance is that you're now rooted in shchita, and you can't get out of shchita. So the psul has to be a psul in the shchita. That's why it says, lo kosov lehipoch, what's the lashon there? Lo kosov lehipoch, the name of the hod choshev al hazrika, havakilu choshev al hashchita atzmo. Because you can't get out of shchita. So it's as if he thought about the shchita itself, because it's al menas for the zrika, but that's what we said before, it's really a psul in the shchita.
Right.
Right?
Yeah, it's an interesting question.
It's an interesting question, right?
Yeah.
And you'll see, if you just keep this in mind, you'll see Chaim takes this one level higher, later. Okay? Fits in very nicely, but that's the way he's learning. Question is, what machshava can accomplish? Can machshava take the eel out of your circumstance also? That's the machshava. The machshava is now you're thinking of zrika. So it's machshava zrika is ki'ilu ome bezrika. That's what Aram says, ki'ilu ome bezrika. Because the machshava carries the circumstance with it. Can create a circumstance. So it creates a circumstance and then it creates a psul. So that's why it's possible. It's psul in zrika. It's a psul in zrika. But the thing is, it's done now, so the chalos of the psul is now. So Rav Chaim said the chalos. The chalos of the psul is now.
Right.
But the nature of the psul is kilu ome bezrika.
Right.
Because machshava can take you transport you, so to speak. Machshava can, and psul machshava is in circumstance as well. Machshava has the ability to give you a din of circumstances, Rika.
It's like it sets up its own little world of machshava.
That's right.
Interesting.
That's right. But of course, the chalos is now.
Well,
yeah.
The
chalos
in the shrita?
No.
The chalos is now in the zrika?
That's right. Nice stuff, huh?
Yeah, it's a while.
Yeah, like you said, it's a very nice good show of shechita because of the machshava. If you have machshava being a chalos in the whole institution, you couldn't do this.
That's right. That's right.
That's what allows you to...
That's right.
But you couldn't have approached it.
So the zrika, so that's as if he thought on the shechita itself, the psul of a rail or whatever it is.
Right, but you thought about the shechita.
In the
shechita, shechita lashmas basa.
And other kabbalos, it's also it's
low.
Right.
Right.
Even
okay.
This is
the
house.
Right. So there's no problem.
So meaning if you did the Shechita Shalosh Ram, would it be possible?
Possible. Because Shechita
Shalosh Ram has to say.
What?
It's like Shinui Violence.
What?
We're talking about Shinui Violence.
No, he's talking about Shinui Kodesh, no?
Yeah, Shinui Kodesh. Shinui
Kodesh. Okay, so I don't know if it's Ram. I mean, the Gemara that the Ram quote in terms of Shinui Violence. The Gemara
in that text. Yeah, but Shechita would be possible. Ram has it up in way. Okay. That Shechita Shalosh Ram. Yeah, it's not good. That's it. Next case.
Okay. So what's Reb Chaim? That's Reb Chaim then. So then why do you have to
Reb Chaim is saying that he could have said... He could have said that psul is in the Shrita.
Mm-hmm. Why does the Rambam have to say Havakiyu chashu v'shaz rika l'fikach psula?
Yevelo kasev lehipuch the name of the hod chashu v'shaz rika l'chashu v'shaz rika atzma.
I mean, if he did Shrita l'shmo, that would be impossible.
Yeah.
How is he did Shrita good? Because you did shechita good, but I'm a nasal Israel.
Right.
So that doesn't make your shechita shalosh shema.
That's what he's saying.
First of all, your shechita becomes shalosh shema.
You should become shalosh shema.
And I was no, your zrika shalosh shema. Just you can do that during shechita. You can make your zrika shalosh shema.
Right. Yeah, because the Chaim says that openly. You kill shalosh
shechita
atzma. I knew that. Yeah. Had to be the way.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the Rambam's quoting. The Rambam's it's by Chatas. Okay.
All right.
It's and Tosaf holds that.
And Tosus maintains that you can't, that the machshava can't change your circumstances.
Okay, but it changes the fact that your shechita is you do shechita l'shma.
So you are still in the circumstance of shechita.
Okay, and you did the shechita l'shma.
And you did it, but you had on the nas lizrok. So that takes away the l'shma and the shechita.
Yeah, turn the shechita into shechita l'shma.
That's right. That's correct. Because the shechita is really a forerunner of the Zrika. And you're doing the Zrika Shlo Lishma. You have in mind to do the Shechita in order to do the Ikar HaKadim Shlo Lishma.
Right.
So it's a Psalm of the Shechita.
Yeah, Shechita cares about what you do by
right.
The Zrika. And the Shechita, one framework of
Shechita. Because that's right. And in one framework, the Shechita is L'shem Lo Lishma.
Right.
Right. Okay.
Alright. Asher l'chiza, right?
Asher l'chiza, yeah.
Asher l'chiza, haray e'afshar l'farish klal, deha deposel rav chista, b'shachat lamulim, amanat shi'is kapru ba'arelim, humishun diyesh machsheves ochlim b'shchita. Right, so according to this, you can't say that rav chista, his posel in the case of shachat lamulim, amanat shi'is kapru ba'arelim, is because of machsheves ochlim b'shchita. Even the Yisora Din, the Mechashim Avoda La Avoda, but Inan Davka Shi Heidavar HaPosel Bezrika. He's in the Rambam now.
Right, he's in the Rambam. So it must be Sans Basel and Zrika. So you can't say that the Psul is the Psul and Shechita.
Right.
Right.
El Avada, the time of the Rav Chista, whom Yishim Diyesh Machsheves Arelim Gam Bezrika Atma.
Right. Because the Machsheva makes him Ome Bezrika.
Right.
And transports him to the Zrika,
right.
And he has a bit of machshava in the Zrika.
V'chalukah machshavas areilim v'machshavas shelo la'ochlim.
Right.
V'gam b'chishe v'shas Zrika atzma shizarak l'shem areilim sarol l'orchus l'mifsal.
The what?
So, and certainly, right. So if it was in the thing itself, it's got to be that according to
that's right. It's got to be.
Areilim will be upsol.
That's right.
Umishum Hachi, who deposed El Beshach Alamul, Amanashi's Kabar Boarelem, Mishun de Mechash, Meyavodel Avoda.
Right.
But really, the Psul is in the Shechita.
Right. Right. So, according to the Rambam, Arelim, you see, Arelim and Ochlim are separate.
Separate demon.
Not because of the Psul is Rika.
You guys, I said no?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you
said
that.
Okay. So, real and a separate phenomenon.
That's how you get the steer in the Gemaras.
Right.
Right.
That's what Ram has to say. That.
He's getting it.
I won't say he's getting this.
No, but he's saying the Ram has to learn that the Zrika, the Shem Rayam is possible. Right? It's Shem Shasha, the Ram has
right.
to learn that.
Right, has to learn that way. Because if it's Shita, it's Shita of Machash Mevod Lavoda.
Right. I think he says explicitly, if you want to know a little bit. The Ayin Betos was Sham, Shehikshu Baruch Chista, Mehad Desani, Lakaman, Bedaf Ayin Ches. Shachto La Ochlov, Lizrov Damo, Shalo La Ochlov. Pesach Atmo Kasha. Right, so the Gemara Ayin Ches says if he's shochated for the Ochlim, and he has in mind in the Shechita, for the Zerikas Adam, Shalo La Ochlim, so the Pesach is Kasha. And before Sham, the Sugya, the Hum Yishum, the Emach Sheves Ochlim Bezrika. So that's because Emach Sheves Ochlim Bezrika.
Right.
So Harei Lahedje, the Machsheves Ochlin Shel Zrika, Eina Poseles Gam B'Shas Shechita.
So it's no good according to Rav Chisda.
Right. Right, why is that not a Kash on Chisda? Right.
Right, why is that not a Kash on Chisda? Right. From the Brisa.
Right.
Vitirtu.
Vitirtu, the Lo Garcina and Lizrok Damo. Elo, and Lizrok Damo.
Right. That there was a real Zrika.
Right.
Right, and who cares?
And who cares? Because that is a machshav zachon mizrika, and you can't carry it back to the shechita, so there's no problem.
It's really a riot for Tosfos.
That's right. That's, he changed the gears. Okay.
Changed the gears becomes a riot.
That's right.
Lefi agir sashalanu.
That says amenas. Go ahead.
Tzarach lomar the taima the ein machshav zachon mizrika kaima aliba the rabba. Rav Chisda name the habraisa rabbi nasani velo rabbanan.
Because Rav Nosson maintains that Pesach Pesach Nitma Basar
is kosher.
So it's kosher.
Right.
You do Zrika. Because the Zrika has nothing to do with even if the Zrika is for Chilas Namaket. So he holds that way. So therefore, Rav Chisda will have to say that that brisa is Reb Nosson. According to our gears.
And right. Then Ochlim is never psul in the carbon.
That's right.
Because the Chilamachma?
Right.
That's right. That's right. So it's not a grand rib psul.
Okay. V'chein, Ayin B'Yerushalmi, Riva B'Shem,
Rav Yochanan. I guess Tosfos doesn't want to say that.
Right.
Tosfos is just changed the hard answer. Yeah.
So I'm answering.
I guess it starts. Yeah.
So what I'm saying, but bottom line is, we have this gear set. I think what I'm saying is does our gear set prove Tosfos wrong and Rambam right? Is saying no, you can prove Tosfos
right.
wrong.
That's
even
right.
if the gear set, Tosfos can get out.
He's still getting out.
The halachin ayin b'Yerushalmi, riva v'shem Rabbi Yochanan, shachto le'ochlav lizrok damo shelo le'ochlav kasher. Okay.
Shelufi deveretosos.
Shelufi deveretosos. Tzarach lomar Rabbi Yochanan tzarach leker rabba.
Right.
Achein v'da'as harabam harinicha v'pshitos deshayin machshavas arelim deposel gam bezrika l'Rav Chisda v'machshavas shelo la'ochlav v'machshavas shelo la'ochlav de'im machshavas ochlim bezrika.
Right. That what is the that?
Right.
No contradiction.
Shelo la'ochlav. There's no question. It's fine.
Shelo la'ochlav is never psul at all in
zrika. Right.
Even on the Nas and Arelim is two different Gemaras.
Right. Arelim is a psul.
Even in Zrika itself. On the Nas and in Zrika itself.
Right. But Ochlim
is not in Zrika.
In Mashal Zalchum is Zrika.
Because in Mashal Zalchum is Zrika. And you can't, Sheetz is not going to help you.
Right.
Even though it's on the Nas, still. It doesn't matter. Right. It's no difference.
It's as if you're maybe.
What's the difference?
In Kim the Mela, the Bishachad La Ochlov, and Zog Domash Lola Ochlov, Kashi Gamar Vista, the Asam Bryce of Ach Yerushalmi Kuliam, according to the Rambam.
In Kim, what?
In Kim, once you say that in the Rambam, the Mela, the Bishachad La Ochlov, the Zog Domash Lola Ochlov, kosher gam rechista.
Even when there is be kosher, why not? It's like he's only the zrika. It's not pulling in the shechita.
Right.
Right. I mean, he can't be pulling the zrika.
It's not pulling in the zrika.
And the psul is just b'shach shechita, but the psul is a psul in the zrika.
Right.
There's only a chalos b'shach shechita, but it's not the psul in the shechita.
Right.
Right.
Okay. So everything works out well.
Right.
Right. Much smoother.
The Rambam
doesn't have to do all these
things. So,
but is that the
machlokas then?
Is it
the
Rabbi
Nachman? Oh, then we'll go into machlokas. According to Rambam, Arelus and Ochlus is a separate psul. So according to the Rambam, oh, this we did once. You may have been here. According to the Rambam, the machlokas is like this. Arelus is a psul, according to Rav Chisda. What? So therefore, even Bazrika, right? And according to Rabbah, the psul is noveh from Ein Ochlin.
Right.
So then, and Ochlin is Ein Machshev is Ochlin Bazrika. That's why the Gemara is very well. That first it talks about Arelus, according to Rabbah. Then when it goes into Rabbah, it speaks about Ochlin.
Right.
Okay. That's the way the Rambam learns the Machlokes. And the way Taisus learns the Machlokes is a little different. That,
they say that the psul.
That the,
it's just
that, the psul Shlo Achlov. Yeah, that Shlo, it's just the psul Shlo
Achlov.
So it really shouldn't, that's why it doesn't work by Zrika itself.
Right.
Right?
Right.
But by Shvita, since Shchita Ochlin is Machshev is Ochlin Shaykh b'Shchita, because Shchita is a forerunner, and Shchita is also a forerunner of Zrika. So, insofar as he's only b'Shchita, and he's saying that the Zrika should be l'shem Ein Ochlov, so he's making the Shchita a forerunner of Shlola Ochlov. So the psul's in the Shchita, Lord Taisus. Right? Okay, then you have to Taisus brings it out a little better. He says, why is it considered for both? Because Shlo Ochlov and Shlo Ochlov is good. So Taisus answers, because over here, insofar as Shchita is being construed as a forerunner of Zrika, and that Shchita, it's Kula Arelu.
Two
frameworks of Shchita.
Okay?
And then also he said, I think, Rav Chisda, though, he holds that it's psul because he holds that it's got to work categorically. Or the other way? That the other, Rabbah holds it's okay because it's got to work categorically.
Rabbah holds it's okay because it's not, because the shame is not a shame in Zrika, it has to work categorically. In other words, according to Taisvis, you're making the Shchita a substratum for Ein Ochlov through Zrika. But according to Rabbah, the shame is not nitfes in Zrika.
Right. It doesn't register. Right.
So that's why you can't do it.
Right. According to
Rav Chisda, it doesn't matter because as long as functionally you're assigning the carbon, right, the shchita you're assigning to Ein Ochlov.
Right. Even though the machshava doesn't really register.
Right. It doesn't have to be a chalashem in the Zrika.
Right.
Okay, so that's what we said.
That was the first paragraph.
That's the first paragraph.
Right.
Second paragraph.
Was
mechashim evod lavoda. So the Rambam, so we wanted to find the machlokes. What's the machlokes? Mechashim evod lavoda. So the Rambam says it's kilu ome bezrika. Right. And Taisva says no, it's only in the shchita. Right. So we mentioned that Reb Chaim says the Havaki Loma Havaki Lachoshva B'Shas Rika V'Lo Kosta Lehipoch. The name of the Choshva was Rika Havaki Lachoshva Shchita Atzma. Okay. So he's explaining Taisus where he says, and what the Rambam didn't do is what Taisus did. Okay. So what's the Machlokes between the Rambam and Taisus? Whether if he does it in Shchita, is it if he's Omei Bezrika, or it's a psalm in Shchita itself. Right. So there we wanted to define it as follows. That that this is a psul machshava. Okay? So the question is, what can machshava accomplish? Because he isn't in Zrika. What do you mean, Kilo Omev is Zrika? But in fact, he's in Shrita. Right? So the question is, what can it accomplish? The psul machshava. Can the psul machshava transfer the circumstances as well? In other words, if the machshava is machshava zrika, so then it's kilo omer b'zrika, right? Or the machshava can only be the psul, but it can't put you from, it can't transfer you from shchita to zrika. So if the machshava is capable of changing the circumstances, so then it's kilo, maybe, then it's a psul, then it has to be something that's puzzling in the zrika.
Right.
And also, but the only difference is that the chalos psul will take place now b'shan shchita.
Right.
That you have to remember, right? Even according to the Rambam. Because that's the chiddush, that the chalos psul will take place b'shan shchita. But the machshava can create a hechi timtza in machshava of zrika.
Right. The psul is in the...
Psul is in the zrika, but it's taking place right now.
Right.
But the psul is in the zrika. That's the Rambam's formula.
Right.
Taisvis maintains that the only thing that machshava could do is psul. But it can't bring along a new hechi timtza. So therefore it has to be, the psul must be right now in the shchita.
Even though the
machshava
is rika?
Even though the machshava is rika, but the psul has to be in the shchita, because you can't, the machshava can't create a new hechi timtza.
So the argument, what's the definition of machalta, machashim, mevoda, avoda, how it works?
Yeah, that's for sure they're arguing that.
What's the definition of machalkas then? I understand.
That's
what we're going to say. What's the definition? I understand. How do you define it?
That's what we're defining. In other words, the question.
I understand they're looking at it two ways. I just don't see what's the svara for the.
You bring around circumstance of Zrika.
That machashim doesn't just.
The machshava is a puzzle in kashrut. Machshava is unique. That's a puzzle in kashrut. But what are its abilities? Are its abilities simply that it's machshava psula and therefore it puzzles? Or machshava can even create a new hechi timtza? That's the machlokas.
If it's just a puzzle, then what does it mean machashim la'avodah?
It means that if you machashav in zrika b'shah shchita, it'll puzzle the shchita. Because you're rendering the shchita, in this case, you're rendering the shchita a substratum for shlolosh lolochav.
You apostle that as a forerunner,
isn't it? Right. Okay. That's better, right? In Svar.
Mm-hmm.
The rest was just a matter of cheshmer.
He works
right.
At the
Gemara. Yeah. I work at the
Gemara. He says
they
could just create circumstances.
Just because he says the machshava can actually create circumstances.
Right.
Shem v'sugya.
Yeah.
Okay. V'chinei shem v'sugya, Tanya, yachol yifsol b'nei chabura ha'bo'anima. Right, so regarding arelos, so maybe it's posel even b'nei chabur, even if it's miktas. V'chulei talodlam arzos. The gemara shem aliba derav chesta dahi kamar talodlam ar v'chol arel kula ar laposla miktas alo posla. So regarding shchita, if shchita is for all arelim, it'll be a posel. But if it's for some arelim and some mulim, so it's not a posel.
It's not a posel. Why? Because the carbon runs on the ones that are kasher.
Right. V'chi temahu adin lezrika. So maybe you should do the same thing for zrika. Talmud lomar zos. Then it's zos is mimayedit only to shchita. The afilu miktasa nami posla. So the Rav Chisda learns that is that by zrika, even miktas arelim will be posel. Shachta lamulim v'zarak adam l'shem mulim va'arelim. Puzzle. Shazrika chamura shehi ikra karbon. Ad kan l'shana. Okay, so the Rambam basically goes straight like Rav Chisda.
So the Rambam goes straight like Rav Chisda.
Right, we shouldn't oppose it. Rav Chisda? That's what he says.
Now what? That Zos tells you that in Shkita, so it's only possible to cool over
right.
Right.
But in Zrika, even the Shem Arlis is going to possible, so even Mixas will possible.
Right?
Right.
Okay. So he shechted for Mulim in order that the kapara should be for Arelim, Pasal. Shehare yesh machsheves Arelim bizrika. So the problem is, v'sasam hadvarim v'kula arla. He just says it's tam. He doesn't bring in the case of mitzvah. So the tam is that it's a case of kula arla. V'lanaka gam that the mitzvah Arelim gam came pasla.
Right. So the Ram didn't bring in a case of what? Of mitzvah Arelim.
Right, where you shochet lemulim.
Where you shochet lemulim almenas.
She's chaper mitzvah Arelim and mitzvah mulim.
She's chaper mitzvah Arelim and mitzvah mulim.
Right.
What? So, but what should it be according to the Rambam? According to the way he learns,
possible.
Should be possible. Why? Because kilom bezviga.
Right. Right. Should be exactly the same.
Exactly the same.
So, first he says, "Vitzarach lomar shesach al gavur."
Like, you wonder why he even makes this into a problem, right?
Because it has to be. It has to be. Itself.
It's got to be because kilom bezviga.
Right.
Okay, go ahead.
V'tzarach lomar shesamach al advarim. Should we go there?
Okay.
V'hachal lo ba'al lo'adeinu.
That's basically saying, like, well, I quit. Right. There's no other way out, because right. He's samach on the fact that on the way he learns, kilom bezrika and psulam mikdashim, I guess he expects you to know that. And therefore, it has to be this way. Okay.
V'hachal, and then that in the sefer there, lo ba'al lo'adeinu, rach t'machashmei avodah la'avodah. He's introducing the principle that just like there's a psul in the zrika, there's also a psul if you're machashe in the shechita for the zrika.
Right.
And then you'll work through the cases, you know, you'll work through how it plays out.
And you realize that since mikdash is a psul in the zrika, so even if the
shechita
amanas,
it's
got to be amanas. So transfers you there, so to speak.
Since
mikdash
is a psul, because he told you that a second ago,
right.
So you know,
you're right. Okay.
Just relate the Rambam to still.
What?
Still doesn't look like he's saying that, though. Still looks
no.
Like he's saying
Dafka here.
Sounds like
that.
Right.
Right.
Achein, so now he's looking. Achein Yishlam Arod, the Harambam Savarle, the Had is Rika Chamura, the Gam Mikhtas Arla Pasla Ba, the Had the Beshchita Lo Pasla, Rakula Arla, Iker Dino Tale the Chalos Hapsul.
Okay. We need a little explanation.
One of those just says he just doesn't know how long it just doesn't go into your head.
Right? Ikir din who tell about chalos apsul.
Ikir din
who did that. But it's always in the chalos apsul.
What?
It's always in the
chalos apsul. The behemoth needs to get by.
When it's
chal.
When it's chal.
Not what the machshava is. Exactly. Right. Because over there. Right. That's right. In other words, not the chalos of psalm is rika, but the
chalos
when it's chal.
Right.
That before the Ram held, we were saying Ram held chalos is b'shach shchita.
Which was. It
is.
That's his biggest explanation.
Well,
the Chorosh doesn't make any difference whatsoever. Yeah.
There's a reason you can say this far originally.
Okay, so anybody want to take a shot at it?
But he goes, does he go through more lines on this point?
Oh, he does?
Oh, Fizah Lasharam, right?
Yeah,
the next one. Fizah? Right.
The other mixes arla pasla bezrika who rak bechishev ala b'shas mice bezrika atzma. Aval b'shachat lamulim amanashi iskapru ba'arelim, but inan davka kula arla. Chustimus l'shan rama mechuvashin spar.
Right. Okay. So, anybody got a pshat there? Ellie?
Ellie
got a pshat. Yeah, I still remember. You do? Come on.
Yeah, so you remember?
I remember.
Yeah. I don't know how I know. I knew all you got around the shop.
He's never tried to tell you that before.
No, the only thing is, Ari, it was based on Ali defined a little differently. The Rambam.
Oh, it doesn't matter.
So we wanted to say that there's two ideas in Machshava being Psul.
Machashim Rehla
Lavada? Yeah, right. There's two ways to learn it. It's the Rambam Tosos. So one is like, it's like according to Rambam, it's like Machshava Zrika passes the Zrika itself, because since Machshava grabs Zrika, like it defines the Zrika as being a Zrika Arela.
Identified.
Right, it creates the identity in the Zrika. It's like a Zrika Lashem Arela. Right, that's like in the Chiddush of Machshava Levoda, is like you can create that identity in the Zrika at any of the Dalai Levodos. As long as you're involved in, like if you're not involved in the Levodos Karban, you can't define the Zrika, think whatever you want, something to define the Zrika. And the Dalbos, you can define the Zrika to give a certain shame Zrika, or the Zrika Arela.
Okay.
But according to Tosos, the idea is if...
But we're dealing with Ramadan, no?
Right, but you have to say Tosos for the Sfar.
Oh, do you do?
Yeah, unfortunately. But according to Tosos, the idea is that you possibly the Maisa, whether you're doing, would give a Machshava, like a Machshava Psula, Machshava Shein Nechona. Okay. If you do a Machshava Psula, like a Zrika Arela, that's a Machshava Shein Nechona, Machshava Psula. So right. The apostle is the mice of Obed, like the guy was an Obed, he's doing Avodah, and if he's thinking something improper while he's doing the Avodah itself becomes apostle.
So it can only be that.
The apostle is the Avodah you're doing.
Right, no, that's good.
Okay, fine. So the Rambam holds, really, it's the Machshava apostle is the Shem Zrika. Apostle is the identity of the Avodah. So even though you're doing it Mishashkita, apostle is the Zrika, the Zrika will be defined as the Zrika Larema. Right? So that's what he always holds. But over here, and that's what, and when the Torah says, the chol aro, so kul aro pasla, so it's telling you that the only psula machshavada is kul aros. But kul aros, it's a zrika for kul arelam or shchita kul arelam, that's a psula. But if it's a zrika le miktas, no, but we don't care, that's not a psula. Right? But Zos comes and tells you that by the maisa zrika itself, since it's the ikar avoda, and that's the avoda where the kapara, the kiyama carbon is brought about from, so in there, if you have the machshava during during that maisa, it passes the maisa zrika. The shein zrika is not affected because the shein zrika mixas doesn't pass it, but the maisa zrika is affected because during the maisa zrika you think you mixas. So the cheshesos is the maisa zrika is absorbed.
So what's the name? So kilo omei bezrika means?
Kilo bezrika means that when you have machshava of zrika during shchita, it'll identify the Zrika as a certain with a certain idea, even though you're not there. As if you were doing it, right. But it doesn't really mean that like your mom is doing the Zrika there, just it will define it, it will give it a shame, a Zrika the shame, you know, with Mashav's psul.
Identify the God.
Right, even though you're Bashash Shrika right now.
Okay, that's pretty good. In other words, maybe we just round it off a little bit. In other words, what he's saying is, before, as we define the machlokes, we said, according to the Rambam, that the machshava can recreate the situation and can place you in a gate to psul and zrika, right? But it's still only machshava. Right? It's still only psul machshava.
Right.
So it's still, the mechanism, it's still a mechanism of machshava. You're still only b'shchita, and the chalos is going to be at shchita. But the psul of the mixus arelim is a psul not through machshava but through actuality. In the actual zrika, which is the actual, when you're doing the maisa zrika, which is actual maisa, that's the ikar carbon, there is the psul of the shame arwa.
Right. It's not because of the
machshava. Not, in other words, not with, you need the actuality of it, not a vehicle of machshava.
It's machshava is like a property of the act of the maisa zrika itself.
Right.
It's what you're thinking, but thinking in the maisa.
That's part right. Of the maisa. That's right. Because this is the ikara carbon, and the ikara carbon is being actualized now. So at the time when you're actualizing the ikara carbon, if you have machshava, even mixus arelim is going to be possible. So it's not a machsheva. It's not a. So machsheva can't do that for you. Machsheva can only recreate the situation halachically through machsheva, but it's limited because it can't. It's not actually because the psul is chal right now during shchita. But from the psul of mitzvahs arelim, you need the actualization of the yizrika itself, the actual maisa that's creating the essence of the carbon. That's where the shame arlos is a puzzle. See, so that's what I said. I said yes. I said he follows through over here on his basic formula, because the basic formula was whether machshava could do it or not. So he follows through over here and differentiates between when machshava does it or when it's actually done by the maisa.
But even the maisa, he's thinking about
mixas
or
mixas or
right. So why is that?
In other words, where you do ikra carbon, where you clean, when you the process of clinching the carbon, of doing ikra carbon, cannot contain in it any machshavas or arelis. The process.
Okay.
So that machshava won't help you. Machshem evod lavoda machshava will help you because it will help to recreate halachically through machshava, the as if he's only bezriga, but it's not an actualization of the zriga.
Right.
So the psul is when you're actualizing the zriga, when you're clinching the carbon, so to speak, and you're doing the ikra avoda. Then, if you have a machshava sarelis at all, it's a puzzle.
Right.
That's what you're saying. Yeah. Okay. Good.
But now does the Rambam have to learn? Remember, you were saying like it's Ram had to learn the sugya that way because of his shita.
What do you mean?
Ram, because Ram was machashav avodah zarah the way he does, that's kilam bezrika. Therefore, he had to learn the sugya, not like Tosos. Right? That if he holds a psul in the shachtu, like a request holds shachtu masas are done on la reila.
Right.
Right. So then, and if you hold possible, then Ram also has to hold that Zara Dhamma Rail has to be possible too.
Ram does hold that way.
I know he does. And Ram was saying that he had to because of his Shita of Mahashim and Rail Roga.
What is that? I mean, he couldn't learn what?
Achenir, the Ram of Tami as well, Shikasa of Mahashim and Rail Roga.
Oh, what's your question? What's your question?
Because he says, you see, Abel, if he's there, Yeshua Farish Klaal, the Hadda Bosra Chesta B'Shachem Olam and everyone, whom should Yeshua Shavach on the Shvita, right? He did the Yisod, the Machashel of the Voda, being a Dach, because she did a Posel of the Zrika. So it's because the Ram learns that way, he couldn't have learned the Gemara like Tosos, right? So,
well, he still can't.
No, but couldn't he have learned it, that even that anything Mizrika, couldn't he have that anything Mizrika would be fine?
No.
He didn't retract from
Kilo Me.
Yeah, you're right. He didn't retract from Kilo Me Bezriga.
You can't go right. You can only add an additional feature.
That's right. Can't subtract.
Right. I mean, if something's possible, Shachtel Manas Lizrug, then it has to also be possible Bezriga.
Right.
Absolutely.
But you can do the other way. You can say possible Bezriga itself, but it's not possible.
That's right.
That's right.
That's more common.
Right.
Yes.
Let's say it wasn't us. Yeah. Let's say Mixus Orla wasn't usher by Shechita, right?
By Shechita?
It's not.
I
mean, let's say, and Kula, no, there was no Isser at all. You could have a Kula.
Let's say there was no Isser Orla by Shechita at all?
By Shechita, right?
Okay.
But by Lachin Club, but by Zrika, then there's a total, there's still the same situation, but by Zrika as there is here, right?
Okay.
So now, would you say in this, according to your Spara, then you would have it in that situation that if you had kavanah for mixus orla, right, by shechita, you're saying that would in that situation then you would still have a lechem, it would be good.
Even if there is
so much, yeah, I know, I understand. What I'm saying is now you'd be creating an idea of mixus. You'd be creating an idea of mixus. Mixus orla when there is no idea of it.
See, because you, the point is that by Zrika it's Kula, right? What you're saying is, since it's, you'd be saying is that Bovach Sheva, there would be an idea, well, now we would, even if there's no idea of Mixus Orla, then it, we would be creating this idea of Mixus Orla. Because
it's what do you mean, the first way that I want to learn?
No, the way you're doing it, the way you're supposed to be.
We're learning it now? That Mixus Orla won't possible if you're doing it from one avoda to the next.
Right, so it doesn't, it wouldn't even if there wasn't an, this is like a new idea, even if there wasn't an idea of Mixus Orla in any situation. Because you're saying this is, because you're saying that this is an idea of Machshava.
I'm saying, when, in this, at the time of Zrika?
You're saying is the reason it goes from, because Zrika is, it has to be Kula, Orla, everybody has to be good, right?
Yeah.
Kula Mula, right? Everyone has to be good. Everyone has to be mauled by that situation.
That's what we're saying now.
So you're saying is, you're saying that Machshava somehow just downgrades that.
Right, because in Machshava, it's not the Machshava gives you a din of placing you, so to speak, at the moment of Zrika right now.
Right.
In other words, it gives you hechi timtza of Zrika, even though you're in Shkita.
Right.
But it doesn't create a real Zrika. Nothing's effectuated in the carbon. You're not effectuating anything in the carbon.
It's not bigger carbon in the Machshava.
That's right. You're not effectuating. You can't say you effectuated a Zrika.
But then why? So then you should say that nothing's us. So why are you saying mitzvahs? Then you should say even if you had no, but then there should be no issur of orla.
By where?
In machshava. In machshava, there should be no issur at all.
Why?
Kula. Yeah, because what's the thing? How do you go from it? Why just because you know kula? Why is kula orl? Is Kula Mulim, right? Why is that Asur? And then you didn't say, well, now we step it down. Now Machshava doesn't work with that Isser. So now you're saying.
No, we're saying Machshava does work with that Isser.
No, but you're saying
with Kula Mulim never work.
Kula, right? But what I'm saying is it's the most stringent by Zrika, right? It's the most stringent by Zrika. But then you're saying because of Machshava, we're less stringent, right?
That you need, you mean that you need Kula Orla?
Right.
Right.
But I'm saying, my question is how do you know that there, that this thing is subject to degrees like that?
Oh, so they learn that from the Pasuk.
Okay.
The Pasuk says, in other words, you say Kula Orla by Shvita. So you might say that, that by Zrika also, so Tamalom are Zos. That only Kula by Shvita, but the Zos, those school is possible.
Yeah, Zrika only could even mix us as possible.
Even mix us,
right?
He steps it up. He steps it up. That's Rabba. Rav Krista steps it down.
Yeah, right.
It's a question of Zos. That's just the piece of Gemara. In other words, Zos tells you that this one is that Zrika is superior. So it could either be telling you it's superior in the realm system of Machshavas, or else it could be telling you it's superior when you actually effectuate the Zrika and the carbon.
Right.
Is it on?
Yeah.
Do you mind if I give a different...
Asher lefizeh,
harishitas harambam mukhrachas mitocha sugya hatma. The Machshavas arelem poselas gam b'shach Zrika. Even the other Rabbah Zehu denomar this Rika Chamura, the Postal Bagam Mixas Orla. Uvelav Achi Lo Mashkechinon, Lidin Mixas Orla Skal.
Right, you see what you're saying? Yaakov, you see what he's saying? What?
So he's saying that. Ram holds Zarach Arelin's Psul, Tosol, that's fine. It's actually Zrika. You're saying the Ram is only in Zos to teach you Chumra about Zrika.
Right.
The Chumra of Zrika is in the Maiso Zrika. That's where it's Chumra. It's not Chumra in the framework of the Machshava Zrika. That's where you can have the Psul of Mixas. How is Zrika going to be more Chumra, the Psul of Mixas by Zrika, if not from the Maiso Zrika itself?
Right. So therefore, so what is it? So what has it?
Zarek
Dhamma
Raylam has to be possible.
That's
right. You can't just be in Shri.
That's right.
Right.
There's no other place.
Right.
There's no other place, right?
Because
because he's saying mitzvah only comes in by the actual zrika. So that shows you that what Teisa says is wrong. Because Teisa says that by the actual zrika is kosher. It's only through the shrita. But if we were going to learn the Ram like this, that in the actual zrika is the only time that you have mitzvah sarla. So the only time you're going to have a psul of mitzvah sarla is in the actual zrika. So the Gemara is really a raya that and zrika itself be possible against Teisa's. Right, you got it? In other words, now he's saying that Zrika itself is different. And there even Mitzvah Sarla apostles. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So the only case you have Mitzvah Sarla is in the actual Zrika. So you see that the psul is in the actual, you can have a psul in the actual Zrika, because otherwise you have no other case of Mitzvah Sarla.
Right.
Right? So that shows you the Rambam's Pshat is right.
Right.
That and Zrika itself you could possibly not like Tosus.
But isn't Tosus going to learn it in the Shita for the Zrika?
Yeah.
So is Araya.
No, he's saying that according to this, the way the Rambam's learning it's Machrafas.
That's the Lima of Zos.
That's the Lima, you're right. In other words, according to this, if you learn this Pshat, so then the Rambam's Pshat is mukhra from the Suya. Because there's no other case of mixas. The way the Rambam's learning. He's not saying Tais learned that way. He's saying if you're gonna make the split in the Rambam, you say the Rambam holds it by real Zrika, it's the only time you have mixas Arla. So when the Rambam saw this Gemara, he saw a clear cut raya to his halacha that right. In the Zrika itself it could possible.
Even though Chissa says Shachtu Almanas Lizra, it's possible.
Right.
Of course, he means even if you do it in the Zrika itself.
Right.
Because how else does Chissa have the limit of Zos that even Mikdash is possible?
Right.
So he knew that Mahos Rabban and Chissa was even in the Zrika itself, they're arguing.
That's
not
right.
Just in Shachtu Almanas. Even though they formulated Shachtu Almanas Lizra, they're also really arguing about the Zrika itself. Because of the fact that Chissa later comes in with the Zos and Zachor with Mikdash. Right? Because the question is,
Ram Chissa
says,
Shachtom
and
Asa Zog Dom, Rabba says Kasher. Right. And so Ram saying it's Zrika also.
Even the Zrika also. Because,
yeah, because you see that if you're not going to say Zrika, you're never going to have a case of Mitzah Salas.
Yeah, whereas, right, what's the case with the Mokama?
Right. What's the case? So the way the Rambam learned, he saw clearly. That's what he means. He doesn't mean Taisus can't learn another way.
You mean because the Svarah that Zrika should be more Chamor in the
yes.
Sense than the Maisa?
Right.
That makes sense. Just right. To say that it would be the Shkita for the Zrika, what's the sense to that saying Mixos would be more
right.
Chamor?
Well, you know, Shkita for the Zrika also works.
So maybe that was
No, see, that was the Machlokes.
Maybe that's the Chumra, that Mixos is when it's Shkita for the Zrika. Why can the Ram learn that also?
Learn what?
That it's in the Shkita for the Zrika, that Mixos is...
But he could learn also in the Zrika.
Could if you assume that he learned
then where's the mitzvah coming? Where's the chomer mitzvah? In what case?
Shkita for the zrika, as well as the shkita for the shkita.
What?
Yeah, like tosos.
No. What he's saying is that the Rambam's machlokas is in the zrika too, right?
Right.
So even though the Gemara itself didn't say that, the Gemara said only almanas.
Right.
But the way the Rambam's learning the psul of Mixas Arelis, he's saying that's only in the real Zrika.
Right.
So therefore you see, so when you go back, the Machlokas of the Machlokas doesn't have to be in the Shkita for the Zrika, it could be in the Zrika too. Because see, the more holes in the Psul, there is even a greater Psul in the Zrika. So certainly the regular Psul.
Wouldn't that assume in the conclusion? It's only assuming that the Rambam, that it's possible in the Zrika itself, otherwise he wouldn't be able to learn.
But that's what he means. He means that if you learn this way in the Rambam,
he knows the Gemara must
come out this way. That's what he means. And then when the Rambam saw this Gemara,
he
saw right away that there has to be a psul in the Zrika itself.
Right.
That's what he's saying.
Right. You originally think you're Chashan.
He's not being a right to the Rambam against
right.
Tosfos because. Because then he couldn't go further.
Right. But he's just showing how the Rambam knew.
Right. He's just saying that this is a raya, clear-cut raya, the way we're learning now is a clear-cut raya that in the Zrika itself is a psul. Not only that, there's the worst psuls in the Zrika. That's all I'm saying. Okay, go ahead. El v'yesh lochiach.
V'yesh lochiach v'da'as ha-Rambam. The gam b'shachto l'mul al-nashi iskabu ba'arelim gam kein posel mitzasola. Alright, so there goes that. V'hu mimasha hishmid ha-din ha-mivor b'sug yisham v'machsheves ha-relim im chol bei psula d'shinoi b'aylim. V'tzorech l'mratam b'zeh d'hine b'pirish rashi sham hikshu d'maynach mir b'zeh. The tipoklon belav da the belav hachi a pesach puzzle mishir machsheves arelim. So whether or not the psul shinoi b'aylim is chal, it's still a puzzle because machsheves arelim. So what's nachmir? The tiras the nafkamina b'zeh the machsheves arelim lo puzzle rak b'menuyin the shinoi b'aylim hu be'ena menuyin.
Okay, so what did Rashi ask?
Rashi didn't ask it. Is there Rashi?
Yeah, so did Rashi.
It's like
Rukhani
pulled that out.
So yeah. He's paraphrasing it. I know, I was looking for that Rashi, I couldn't find the Rashi.
No Rashi. Right. No Rashi. He's just the Rashi is like an implicit question.
Yes, the first Rashi on Amud Aleph.
Yeah.
It's not so evident to find the Gemara.
It's not clear, just like he pulled out the whole. He saw Rashi asking a question.
Right, so. But okay, so according to what he's learning, right, what's Rashi's question is that that Rashi has to say that this Gemara is speaking by Ena Menuyin. Because why? Otherwise, if they're menuyin, there's no psul of shinoi b'aylim.
Right. But that's the Gemara we're talking about. Ena menuyin. That's the Gemara's question, right?
No, I don't think so.
Isn't it Rashi says?
No, because Rashi has to tell you speaking by ena menuyin. The Gemara doesn't say something. Right? Rashi has to say because if it's speaking by menuyin, there's no possibility of shinoi b'aylim.
You're right. Because the Gemara that they machosin Rav Chista is by Arelim or Ena Menuyim. Do you have a psul shinoi b'aylim or not?
By Arelim and Ena Menuyim, yeah. But the Gemara doesn't say Arelim or Ena Menuyim.
I think it doesn't say that it's...
It doesn't say whether they're Menuyim or Ena Menuyim.
Oh, but it means it says that they're not, it's because of shinoi b'aylim, no?
Yeah, but so Rashi says the only way you can get out shinoi b'aylim is by saying it's Ena Menuyim.
Right.
Because it's Ena Menuyim, it's not shinoi b'aylim.
Right.
Right, but he holds around and doesn't hold that way. The Ram maintains no, that even if it's Einun Menuyin, there's still a Psul Arlos.
Right.
The Ram doesn't know like Rashi's saying, that even if it's Einun Menuyin, there's still a Psul of Arlos. Okay?
Right.
There's a reason why he wants to say that. Because he wants to close off that track. Okay? He wants to show that Rashi, that the Rambam could not take Rashi's track, that to find the Shinu Bailam in the Ena Menuyim. Because the Rambam holds, even if the Arelim are Ena Menuyim, still is a Psul Arelim. Not like Rashi.
Right.
So you wouldn't have to come on to Shinu Bailam because you have a Psul Arelim.
Right.
Okay, go further.
Rashi says, Ben Cain, Yomar Dal, Hamam Cholik Buza, Vesavalai, the Machsheves Arelim, Posal Gam, Ben Ena Menuyim. The Hadipligi, Yemesh Shinu Bailam, the Machsheves Arelim, Yesh Lomar,
Okay, you see what he's saying?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Good.
So this Gemara is Ravashi.
That's right.
Ravashi.
This Gemara is Ravashi.
Right.
And Ravashi maintains that Mitzvah Arelim is nothing.
Right.
Everything always, everybody.
It always has to be Kula Arelim.
Right. Whatever.
That's right. Always has to be Kula Arelim. Okay, so go ahead.
So in Ravashi's framework, Rashi has a question of. Why does happy the rabbi has a focus of a real Menuyim Mishav Psul of Arlos?
Right.
Because the case has to only be of Kula Arlos.
Right.
Because that's Ravashi.
That's Rashi.
But according to the Rambam, he could have a Rambam or the original edition that could have a case of Mitzvahs. That's enough. But just the whole question is going
on. And Mitzvahs would be what?
In the Ravashi's framework or
in the Rambam's framework?
Mitzvahs would be the Psul.
There's an absurd. So you'll never have it. So you'll never have a psul of Shinei Baal. So you always have Arlos. So that's why the Rama is mashmet the halacha of Shinei Baal. Because there's no case of Shinei Baal according to the Rama. Because if it's a Reilim Shainim and the old still psul Arlos. Not like Rashi. And if it's Mixus Arelim.
It's
so if it's Mixus Arelim, so it's possible.
Also, still possible.
It's still possible.
Right. Unless you were to say that he can have a case of Shachtu for a Mixus, or the Mulamor of Medium and Arelim or Inamidium. If you were to hold that.
If you hold what?
If you hold the Ramam held it, Shachtu Amanas for Mixus Arelim, Mixus Mulam, Mixus Arelim. Was kosher.
Yeah, but that's what he's retracting from.
Right. That's only when you, if that
but
was
if you held that way, then you'd have
then
a case.
I have a cure then. I have a question.
Then you'd have a case.
Is that
Shinei Baal? Baal?
Is that real or in
that's right.
And he has value, so
that's right.
Apparently it's not a case of current time.
That's right. Okay, good. Finish it off. Unbelievable cheshbon, huh?
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Amazing.
It is amazing.
It's amazing. He pulled it out from Rav Ashi and a question that Rashi has, because Rashi didn't state the question.
Just, right.
And how, therefore, how the Rambam, why the Rambam left out the Gemara's question.
That's pretty amazing.
And it's not even a question according to the Lishna Kama. It's just like a type of, it's like from theory, the Lishna Kama could have that question.
That's right.
And the Rambam should have told us what happened there.
The Rambam should have told what happened there. You should have said it would be Shinei Baal.
Right, because it's a theoretical question that applies to the first Lishna also, in theory.
Right. You know, Chazon is just a good question there, though. His question is, how does the Rambam know that it's Shinei Baal if it's for both?
If it's for both?
In other words, if it's for Arelim and Mulim. So how does he know that it's, that there's a din Shinei Baal? Because you're really doing it for the Baal also. Maybe Shinei Baal is the only way you do it for somebody else.
Like in general?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But if you do for Reuven and Shimon.
Right.
What is the halacha? We don't know.
I mean, that shouldn't be that.
Apparently, Rav Chaim held that it will be possible. Because Olav Olav Chavera means Olav Olav Chavera Gamkin. Everyone learns Olav Olav Chavera means Olav Chavera instead of him. Yeah. But the Rambam's learning that Olav Olav Chavera means if you have him and his Chavar together, it's still with Shinei Baal.
Right.
Because that's the proof of it, that the Rambam should have mentioned what would happen in that case. He should have had a case of Shinei Baal. Yeah. But he couldn't because there's a Psul Arlo in Mixus Arelim.
Right.
So you could prove the Rambam held that you should go exactly the way he learned before and apply it over here, rather than that his Lashon is Medayik.
Right.
Pretty amazing, yeah?
Can you say the Cheshbon again? I got the proof for the Rambam.
Okay. So the thing is like this: the Gemara has a case of Shinei Baal by Pesach,
right,
with the Arelim.
Right.
Okay. So so it's true the Rambam paskins like the Lishna Kama, but still the case of the Lishna Basra of Shinei Baal should come into existence, and the Rambam should have to deal with it.
Right. Okay.
Okay. So he's saying, but the reason why the Rambam did not have to deal with it is because it doesn't come into existence in the Rambam's framework. Why? Because you always have a psul of Arla. See, Rashi was bothered with the problem. How do you have Shinei Baal? It's a psul of Arla. Rairelim. So he says, that a Bairelim in Nuyin, there's no Shinei Baal. Right?
Right.
Right.
It's a Nuyin. But over here, speaking by there, an Ainim in
Nuyin.
Right.
So there's no psul, of Arla.
Right.
It's not Menuyin. So there's only psul of Shinei Baal.
And that's the Gemara's question. Is that
absolution of
Bible?
Is that
absolution
of Bible?
Right, okay.
Because they're not
Manuyan. Right.
Okay.
Right.
So, and there's no Psul of Arlo because they're not Manuyan.
For Rashi, right.
For Rashi. So the Rambam has to argue on that. He has to hold there's a Psul or Arlo even if there ain't a Manuyan. Okay, so there's no case of Shinei Baal according to him in that case.
Right.
Right. Okay, now let's ask one question according to the Rambam. Does the Rambam hold Mixas Arla is possible or not? So if he holds Mixas Arla is not possible, so then you'll have a Shinei Baal in that case.
And where the...
Because there's no Psul of Arlos.
Right.
So now, but what about the Psul of Shinei Baal?
Right. Right.
So the Ram would have to bring that down. The case of Shini Bailam.
Are we talking to say Miktas if he's actually doing the Zrika? Or either way.
Either one would be enough.
Right. To bring in the case, man.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Right.
Yeah. Whichever way he passed him, he just still have to tell you whether he healed it as Shini Bailam or isn't Shini Bailam.
Right. That's right. So if he holds the psul of Miktas is only in the actual Zrika, but in the Almanas case, he holds his no psul of Arlo, Miktas Arlo. So then it will be a problem of Shini Bailam.
Because we
all have Lo Chavera. So he should have to tell you that that case is no good because of Shini Bailam.
Or it's fine because it's not a problem because they're Eilam. But he could have held it's fine also.
He could have held it's not Shinu
Bailam? Yeah, because they're Eilam.
We're in the subject there.
We're in the subject whether if the Shinu Bailam is to a Eilam. If you like Reuven's carbon, you think about Shimon, it's possible. Both say Shimon is an Aral, and he's not chazi for the carbon at all. So my question is an Aral a Shinu Bailam? If I'm machashiv to a Shinu Bailam who's an Aral, is that a problem?
Oh, you mean because me and Chosef have just done...
You should have told me it's fine. You should have told me it's not a problem.
Right.
Or it isn't, whichever
way. Because he also got Chista. And Chista holds him whole.
What?
You don't know.
Oh, yeah, but Mark says you could hold whole in that case and not hold whole in this case.
Right.
But you can say either way...
Either way, right. He'd have the case. He still has the case.
Yeah, but you just don't know which way he's going to hold.
Okay. Right.
Got a positive, right?
But he doesn't have the case. Right. Why doesn't have the case? Because he holds Miktas Arlo.
It's possible.
Is it possible in every case? That's why I never wrote it down.
You never get to the Chakira. Right. It's always possible.
Never get to the Chakira. Okay. So that proves that the Rambam maintains that Almanas is Miktas Arlo.
It's amazing to see the only way the Rambam would expect you to know what he's talking about is if you really knew the whole thing again.
What do you mean?
The only way you can know how the Rambam holds about this case is if you have this Gemara and you realize that he's leaving out this Gemara.
Right.
Otherwise, you'd read the Rambam Dafka.
Right. That's true. Otherwise, you would read the Rambam Dafka.
Yeah, why not?
So you see, you really can't know the Rambam unless you know the Gemara. That's good, right?
You really know the Gemara.
Like a plan note.
Right.
But you would have said, when he did a Chen Yesh Lomar, Ode. Is he just saying there's two possibilities, or is he leaving?
No, he said Achen Yishlama Ode. He says you can still say a different svara. You can say the svara that the actual zrika itself effectuates the carbon. That's when the psula is.
Right. Let's say the Rambam didn't have this gemara. There was no this Ravashi gemara. So would he have just basically there's two possibilities in the Rambam.
Yeah.
You wouldn't say that. You would say
there's two possibilities
towards the Dafka.
No.
Even though.
No, he's not leaning. He's not leaning to the holds of both equally good swords. He's not leaning to those.
Even though one is dafka, one is not dafka, which is really
right.
Just two possibilities.
That's correct.
Why not?
Why not?
Why would you lean towards a dafka? It doesn't sound like he is. When do you think you lean towards? If you can give a
perfect. Do you lean towards the dafka?
Yeah, like there's two ways to read this Rambam. Mm-hmm. One is.
No, because he's just telling you Machash Mevod Lavoda, but he's not telling you what it called. He expects it to apply whatever is by the.
That's what he said before.
Yeah. Truth is, it's not like he openly says it the other way.
No.
It's not like a forced lashon.
No, because he's operating with principles.
Right, he's telling you the principle exactly.
Right.
As you
like a lockdown.
So what's the svara now? So that I get to say this, so I need to read it. Because it's supposed to the svara that it's only the ma'isa and the zrika. So it was now the machshava. How does it change the svara about it?
So it means that the machshava can create the hechitimtza of zrika. 100%. Just as if there's nothing in the zrika itself that's any more chamor vis-a-vis the shem psul of arla.
Right.
But is it a question about what the machshava could do, or is it a question about what the chumra of zrika? Is the chumra of zrika then the ma'isa zrika, or is it just the machshava zrika and therefore machshava?
No, machshava can't make an actualization because the carbon never receives zrika.
Right.
Right,
so
that's impossible.
So the saying is that the chumra of zrika is not in the actualization of zrika, just
in the effectuation. Right.
So it doesn't matter. So you create the situation. That's it.
That's it. There's no, there's nothing superior in the actual effectuation of the zrika itself. Excuse me one second.
That question by
the... What's the other one?
But the Gemara shows that just because you pass in on a call here, doesn't mean...
You mean we're chesed in Lishna Kama, or you mean chesed in Bayantik?
We're chesed in Lishna Kama.
Right, but this is not... In the end, the Lishna Kama doesn't hold that this is not, that that's the Machlokes of chesed in a rabba.
That's right, but the Lishna Basra holds the Machlokes, whether you say whole chosi, right?
Right.
So, and Rav Chista says you do say whole, and that's why it's possible.
But that's the Kurdish Lishna Basra, that is Machlokes Rav and Chista.
Right.
The Kurdish Lishna Kama, that is not Machlokes Rav and
Chista. That's right.
Yeah, but the Ram possibly Lishna Kama.
I understand. And I'm just saying, it's not Rav Chista.
Why? Because it's Rav Chista?
I'm just saying, probably.
I mean, right,
but is Raya contingent on that, you know,
you mean,
it
doesn't
have to be.
But
I think
who asked
the question?
He says maybe the reason Ram left it out is because
he holds a grabba.
The Ram, right.
The other side,
there
wouldn't be a.
It's not
absurd. It's matching the violence.
Oh,
so you see, I'm right. The Apayim held a pasuk of Chizda.
Because we learned is that it's still wrong, but it's still legitimate. Like, yeah. I don't know, I'm sure I have to tell you.
How are you supposed to know whether you're metallic?
Tell you that way.
You should tell
you
that way. You should tell you that way. You should say that.
She should tell you that way. She
yeah, sure. Maybe you say whole. Maybe you do. We weren't metallic in the whole of Yantav. How do you know you're metallic? When the Amir wasn't metallic.
Maybe Ram would have to tell you.
Yeah, it's a new case. It's a new case. It's a question.
Different ways to go. How are you supposed to know which way?
But the Chazan should have made past my rabba.
Right, that's so what he wants to project Rukhain's proof. Really, Rukhain's svar was
the second part was really bad. Gam can have a din of the pasul mitzvah zareila, right? The ilulav hachi hashaber tzvichirim lepsul d'shinay bailam b'kiyagavna. But lam heish mitzvah zarama. Elavale the chol shachishiv al zrika pasul gam mitzvah zarla. Lo tzvichirim lepsul d'shinay bailam klal. Kivin d'shinay bailam who gam can rak moshav zrika the pasul ba gam mitzvah zarla. Lo hachi yushesh mita rama. Chumash mitzvah.
Maybe they don't explain for the other machlokes if she brings up whether Arlos is a psul by Shinet by Shalom Nuya. Rashi and
Arla? You mean Rashi?
Yeah, the question is whether
Arla is a psul only in Menuyov?
I don't even know.
Go ahead.
Do you say that the, like, the Hiram is the easier side? It's a psul machshava Arla, it's a separate psul of an Arla. Psul machshava, therefore, you're thinking about a Pesach Lushema. Benaro, who cares if he's a name and it's a psalm hashavah Benaro? Right? It's like independent psalm hashavah. According to Rashi, Rashi really holds that the halacha is like, the problem is really that the arlo is the baal karban. That the arlo is the manoi on the karban. Which is the fact that an arlo is a manoi on the karban pesach doesn't postulate unless you somehow bring that the idea that the arlo is the baal karban into the hakrava itself. And the way you bring the arlo is the baal karban into the hakrava is through machshava, that's the shame the arlo. But if the arlo is not the balak karban, it's not a monoi, so then who cares? So you're thinking about arlo, big deal. The problem is you're taking the reality of the fact that he is the balak karban, and you're introducing it to that karban through machshava.
So you're making karban pass off the karban of for
an arlo. In the hakrav itself, through the institution of... But if he's not the balak karban, who cares? Torah doesn't care if he's not actually a monoi. According to Rambam, it's actually the psul machshava that's the problem. Like you're thinking that it's for an arlo, that's... So who cares if it's a Baal Karban is not a Baal Karban, the psul itself is the Machshav itself.
Machshav of Arlos itself.
Itself is a psul. Right. It's not that it's taking the reality that he's the Baal and bringing it to that Karban.
Mm-hmm. So according to Rashi, the psul is only that you're making him a baal karban.
Which he already was. He was a monoi, but now you're introducing that fact into the hakrava. through the machshava. Otherwise, like, how does that become part of that kavanah? It's like a, it's like a fact, but it's not part of the avodah itself.
So why isn't the puzzle right away? Because it's Baal Karban.
Right, I'm trying to say it's part because part of the avodah through machshava. Otherwise, it's like kind of a fact. It's not so like part of the akrava. So the akrava is a pasach. So you mean Baal Karban, look, you can, you can always back, look, you can back out. So as long as you don't have to do it, you come in and out. It's like when you do the akrava for the arel, so that registers on the avodah. Right. Say again. This is like if the friends of the minyan, you could be a mano and you could back out of the karma. You come in and out and out until
the shmita.
Until the shmita.
Until the shmita.
Yeah, but
this is what's on my head, Zirka.
Zirka.
Right.
Well, we don't know the rational answer, right?
About what?
They like the Ram or like Jesus.
Right. When you say it's like it registers on the Kravos of Pesach, when you when the Avodas of Pesach, so it's a Korban Shel Arel. When you do the Kosh, do the Avodah L'Arel. It's just the Manoi, but that's not, hasn't been realized in the Korban.
I hear you. And then the other way is?
The other way is just the Machshava of Arelis. The Machshava of Arelis is a possible.
And over here, you're introducing him, he has to be a Baal Karban.
According to Rashi.
Right.
Right, according to Rashi, he has to be a Baal Karban. You're making the Karban Pesach, the Baal of the Karban Pesach.
No, he's a Baal anyways.
Right, the Baal because he's a Mana.
Right.
If he wasn't a Mana, Rashi wouldn't care what you're thinking about him.
Right.
Like, according to Rashi, like, there's like already a problem, and the fact that he's a manoi and Arul's a manoi doesn't pass the karban.
Right.
Even though he shouldn't be, but I mean, he doesn't pass the karban. But it's when you take that idea that he's a manoi, which is really improper, then when you bring that into the avodah itself, is what becomes your soul.
Why
is that
so?
That Arul's a bala karban?
No.
You read Baal, like, if the Arul is a bala karban, is not posel just intrinsically, because Arul being manoi pass, it doesn't pass the karban. So why should we introduce them to the Voda, pass the carbon?
What do you say? Mm-hmm.
Does it have a ring to it?
Yeah.
It's a little bit fuzzy, hazy. Hazy around the edges.
Why should...
Maybe we can say like I said in the shir. That he's a monoi. How can Nara be a monoi? Because he's a monoi on the mitzvah of Mishkri Yidechem. So that's why he's a monoi, but he's not a monoi. And the carbon pesach is a compound carbon. The achila is really the kiyum, but the vehicle is the carbon itself. So if he's a monoi on the mitzvah, so then.
That doesn't pass
the carbon. Right. But if you do the avodah, once he's a money on the mitzvah, now you do the avodah so carbon b'shvilah. Now you're getting, now you're using the vehicle for it.
Right. Machshava brings in the fragment of carbon.
Right.
It's just the fragment of mitzvah that's impossible carbon.
Right.
But what if he's an anal money? Why would that not?
Possible.
Right.
Because he has no shachas to the carbon. You can't bring him into the vehicle if he's not a Baal Karban in terms of the mitzvah.
Right. According
to Rambam,
it's just a
set of psulot mashal. That'll still be your opinion. All right. So we'll save it tomorrow.